Lesson 3. Life is too short to waste time hating anyone. The children hadn't seen their dad in 10 years. Who could blame them? They hadn't spoken to him in 4 years. There was nothing left to say. Their dad had never quit drinking. Like so many alcoholics, he would quit, but he always started again. He could get sober. He could never stay sober. My friend Jane tried to make the marriage work, despite the broken promises and empty bank account. She raised the kids, he raised the bottle. For 20 years, she stayed. He was a great guy when he wasn't drinking. He had a big heart and made them laugh. He wasn't abusive. He was guilty of neglect. He couldn't hold down a job, couldn't pay the bills, couldn't hold up his part of anything. They ended up losing their home for good. Finally, one day Jane left what was left of the marriage. By the time they divorced in 1979, the kids were in their teens. The older daughter was 17, their son 15, and their younger girl 13. Years went by. Their dad floated in and out of their lives. He called the kids every few years. He tried rehab. He always relapsed. Gradually, he faded completely from their lives. 10 years passed without a visit, 4 years without a call. Then the phone rang one spring. Someone from a Parma, Ohio hospital phoned the son to locate the next of kin. The son called his mom. Jane told me it felt as if someone had hit her in the stomach when she heard her son say, "Dad has terminal cancer." But a strange thing happened. All the years of pain and anger vanished. Her ex-husband had no money and no family. He'd never remarried. He'd never seen his 6 grandchildren. He was in bad shape. He'd been in the hospital for a week. He'd had an earlier surgery for colon cancer that they never knew about. He wouldn't last long. She drove the kids to the hospital to see him. She didn't go in the room. Jane had remarried and built a new life. She hadn't seen her first husband in 20 years and didn't want to upset him by her presence, didn't want to upset herself and not be strong for the kids. Sitting outside that room, she thought through what she had to do. On the drive home, she told the kids that she would pay for all the medical expenses. Then she helped get their dad into hospice. She went with the kids every day to visit him, to be their support, but she never stepped into his room.